don't know about you guys, but I was kind of in a lull at that point in the game, and then that was like a bolt of lightning just woke me back up, woke the Texans offense up, and proved to be one of the big differences in the game. This is Texans Extra Points. Drew, Kylie, and Mike, and guys, the offensive line has struggled. They've admitted it. Bill O'Brien has talked about it. Many have acknowledged it. But brighter days ahead, maybe?
Without question. Yeah. I mean, it was already brighter in the Cincinnati game. I mean, one of the things that clearly helped them a lot was Deshaun being under center. Mm-hmm. So, unlike, you know, you just can't rush a spot where, you know, you know the quarterback is going to set, and that's a very difficult situation for an offensive lineman to protect. And so with Deshaun, you have to be a little bit more cautious, because we just witnessed what can happen if you drop your defensive backs and your linebackers out of there, and you're very lazy against the rush and undisciplined. He'll gash you.
Yeah,
and Mike, so it's good.
It's like the cliche: you're never as great as you think you are, and you're never as awful as you think you are. Texans are somewhere in the middle there. What have you seen 2 weeks in? How good a gauge do you have on this offensive line so far?
I'm still very much in wait and see approach.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness to them, the Texans have faced, you know, two explosive front sevens on defense, like especially Jackson with Calais Campbell and Ngakoue, all the guys they have in the front seven. I feel better about the fact that you have Greg Manse at right guard. I feel better about him than I feel about Jeff Allen. But I have to admit, as far as, you know, left tackle Chris Clark, Bruno Giacomini on the right side, like, I'm very much in a wait-and-see approach and see if they can kind of cobble this thing together. I'm not quite that confident right now. We shall see. I mean, obviously, it was better against Cincinnati. I will say that.
Yeah, and long-term, when Dwayne Brown comes back, if he comes back, this thing gets a lot better, doesn't it?
Quickly. Yeah. I mean, he is a difference maker. That's why he's one of our the best, you know, left tackles in the game right now. And so, absolutely, we hope that he comes back very, very soon.
Well, let's talk about the run game. It was nearly non-existent against Jacksonville, and it was explosive. It was productive against Cincinnati. Did a lot of really nice things. Lamar Miller, specifically, seemed to flourish, and we were talking about this off-air, when the Texans spread things out and gave him the ball. You like that, didn't you?
I do, yes. And one of my thoughts right now on Lamar Miller is I think Lamar Miller is going to be crucial for the success of Deshaun Watson. I know a lot of people want Deontay Foreman in. I also want Deontay Foreman in, but Lamar Miller, to me, is still pretty good at pass protection. On those third downs, when it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, Deshaun right now is basically, it seems to me, he's going to DeAndre or he's dumping the ball off. Lamar Miller had one play in the Thursday game where he basically chip block on the outside, hits a guy, then gets open, picks up a first down. I think Lamar Miller, for the way Watson plays right now, I think Lamar is a critical part of his success in 2017.
Yeah, and you almost have a blueprint for what to use or how to use Lamar Miller, and you just got to go back to 2015 when he was with the Dolphins, and I think he's still scoring touchdowns from that game, but it's like Mike says, I don't think it has to be an either or when it comes to Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's a great 1-2 punch. Yeah. I think, you know, if you look at them against Cincinnati, you know, they collectively ran the ball 30 times, and they essentially just got over 100 yards. So that's a really, really good outing for a backfield. And I think, you know, Lamar had 18 carries and Foreman had like 12 carries. So that is a perfect, perfect mix, and they complement each other well.
Yeah.
And so there's no reason that they have to be mutually exclusive. In fact, they're better together.
And understandably, you still want to see more of Foreman, don't you?
I do. And here's a stat for you. There are 5 rookie quarterbacks that have beaten a Bill Belichick coach team. And the one common element among the 5 rookie quarterbacks is those teams have rushed for an average of 166 yards per game. So that's like Russell Wilson, that's Colt McCoy, Ben Roethlisberger, Mark Sanchez. That's the number you're shooting for. And one thing that I implore Bill O'Brien to do is don't think of this like, hey, first series Lamar Miller, second series Lamar Miller. Mm-hmm. I would have Deontay in there earlier in those series. I might consider some formations where you might have Deontay Foreman and Lamar Miller on the field at the same time. Just be more creative from that usage standpoint.
I like it. Okay, that's a good number, 166. I'm going to keep that blazed in my brain. We've got other numbers to cover. That's by the numbers. Check this out.